الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد میرے محترم دوستو بزرگوں اسپیکٹر ایلڈرز برادرز الحمدللہ وی آر ان دا منتھ آف رجب دا منتھ آف رجب اسٹارٹڈ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یوز ٹو آسک جبرائیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بیفور رجب تو جبرائیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دوستو سے یا رسول اللہ کیوں مانگ رہے ہیں کیوں پوچھ رہے ہیں رمضان کب آئے فرمایا ایم ویٹنگ فور منتھ آف رمضان فور مائی اما دا فرسٹ 10 ڈیز از بیکم رحمت فور مائی اما And the middle 10 days will become maghfirat for my ummah. And the last 10 days, my ummah will be completely forgiven. They are free from the fire of Jahannam. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره عتق من النار أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم So that's why Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم used to see the moon of Rajab. Used to read one dua. Of course, the moon dua is separate. This is a special dua Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم used to ask. 2 months before. Can you imagine? Rajab, Shaban, then Ramadan. But he used to say, Allahumma barik lana. فی رجب و شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اٹس اے فیمس دعا اللہم بارک لنا فی رجب و شعبان وبلغنا رمضان او اللہ یو گرانٹ اس دا بلیسنگ اینڈ برکا ان دا منتھ آف رجب ان دا منتھ آف شعبان اینڈ گرانٹ اس دا لانگ لائف دا وی گیٹ دا منتھ آف رمضان بلگنا الى رمضان سبحان اللہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ دا صحابہ یوز ٹو ڈو لاٹس آف عبادت ان دا منتھ آف رجب اینڈ شعبان ٹو پیوریفائی دیئر ہارٹ بیکاز دا بیسٹ منتھ از کمنگ فار اس Normally people, they start making ibadat from the first day of Ramadan. You understand? Normally we go in the wedding or something, our car is ready. before wedding day. You understand? We wash nicely. So we have to wash our heart in the month of Rajab and Shaban. Why in the Rajab? Because the month of Shaban is going to come next. After Rajab, Allah is going to decide for our life. And in the 27th night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah is giving to the angel, this is the booklet of the people. Those who are going to die, those who are going to born, how much they will get sustenance, everything. This is yearly. Life insurance, lifetimes is written when we were in the womb of mother. How much sustenance, how much life, when the person is going to die, everything is written. But yearly, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala giving this booklet to the angels. And this is the month, most authentic. Or Jamhur ulama, you can say, they say. There's different opinions of the scholars when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the Mi'raj. Different opinions. But most of the ulama says Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went in Mi'raj in the month of Rajab. Some of them said Rabi Uwal, some said Jamadul Uwal, Jamadul Uqra, some said in Shaban. But most of the ulama says Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Mi'raj in the month of Rajab. In the date wise also different opinions, but most of the ulama say it's 27th Rajab. Allah said, O my Nabi, remember, I'm going to send an angel to you to bring you from Makkah Mukarramah to the seven heavens. So, Ya Rasulullah, seven heavens. Ya Allah, seven heavens. Yes, you don't have to worry. That's why the title you can see, sometime the commentary is this, so important, so heading also very important. You can see, like Sahaba, Allah is talking about the companions. So the heading, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Don't be doubt that the companions is Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Similarly here, the Mi'raj journey, Allah knew that the people are going to refuse. And today the lots of our youngsters, they're denying the Mi'raj. I said, by you denying, not Mi'raj, you're denying Quranic ayat. You're denying the authentic hadith of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. But Allah said himself, the journey, the people are not going to accept. So Allah brought the first word, Subhan. Subhan alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam min al masjid al haram ila al masjid al aqsa. Subhan means Allah have no aib and no fault. Allah can do everything. Firstly, he mentioned Subhan. You have doubt on yourself, on the people, but you can't make doubt in Allah. Allah's power is there. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, O my Nabi, don't worry. I'm going to send a Jibreel alayhi salam will bring you towards me. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was waiting. He was bayin al-yakzati wal-manam, the hadith of Bukhari, between sleeping and awake. Half sleep, half awake. The angel came. Normally, anyone come from the door. Here, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith of Bukhari, he came, Jibreel sallam, from the roof. Woke him. Took him from the house of Umm Hani to where? Hatim. Now, some ulama says he was taken from the house of Umm Hani. Some said from the place of Hatim. Allah says, simple. Hani, Umm Hani's house also in Haram. And Hatim also in Haram. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Min al-masjid al-haram. Don't argue. From Masjid Haram, Allah has taken me. So don't worry, you come. You go to the Masjid Aqsa via Masjid Aqsa. From Masjid Aqsa to seven heavens. And they also going, the messengers are going to wait for you. Asman par bhi, tumhare liye, Ambi alayhi salam intezar karenge. But remember, if VIP visitor come to my house, what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep? Or I'm going to stay awake and wait and welcome for the person? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, main aaya nahi hoon, bulaya gaya hoon. It's a VIP visitor for Allah. That no one reached the place. No angel, no any Nabi, and no one going to be reached till the day of Qiyamah. He's a VIP visitor for Allah. But hadith of Bukhari you can open and see in the ayat of Subhanalladhi Asra bi Abdihi. When he reached the first heavens, the angel asking, who are you? And who's with you? Who are you? Ana Jibreel. Who is with you? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You came yourself or Allah called you? He said, no, Allah called us. So when a VIP visitor come, door should be open. Why here the door is closed? On the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth, all the doors is closed. All the angel asking first, then the opening. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel sallallahu alaihi. The Muhakkikin explain in the commentary of this hadith that Allah says, oh my Nabi, I am going to reveal upon you Quran-e-Kareem. I'm going to reveal upon you the Quran-e-Kareem, which I never given anybody else. I want to show you that my security is so tight, even you visitor, VIP visitor is coming, still we have to ask you that who are you? Because nobody can put anything, taking out or adding a single word from the Quran. Because I'm going to reveal upon you the Quran, the whole security is too tight. No one can say the Shaitan's Quran or this Quran or man's Quran or Nabi's Quran. I am going to reveal upon you the Quran. Because of that, I want to show you that only door, the angel are there. First heaven, sir. Ya Nabi, don't worry. Adam alayhi salam on the first heaven. Second heaven, Hazrat Isa and Yahya alayhi salatu was salam. And the third heaven, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Then on the fourth, Idris alayhi salam. And on the fifth, Harun alayhi salam. On the sixth, Musa alayhi salam. And on the seventh, Ibrahim alayhi salam. They're all welcoming. You open the, there's no time to go more in detail. They're welcoming what they said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the Mi'raj. From there, he went all the jannats. Sidratul Muntaha. He crossed the Sidratul Muntaha. Jibreel alayhi salam said, this is my end. I can't come with you. You have to go alone. Even Jibreel also cannot go to see direct where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going. Only that was a virtue for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was a rank and dignity only for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I don't want to go more in detail, inshallah. Sometime we'll talk in detail. Why Allah called him special to the Mi'raj, to the Arsh. They are 10 to 12 or 30, more than 20, the hikmat and wisdom behind, the reason. But I just want to leave now, the important my points, when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went there, he asked five questions to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Are you present here? Are you listening? Or tired? Sun rahe ho aap log? Sun rahe ho na? The first question, Ya Allah, what you have given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam? He said, yes, Ibrahim alayhi salam, I made him Khalilullah. But the important miracle I have given to Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Namrud thrown him in the pyre of
Nam roots.
So I made that fire as a garden for him. Allah said in the Quran,
قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ.
When he came out, he was, mashallah, handsome. When he came out from the fire, he became more handsome. He was enjoying inside the fire with that prepared. Nowadays, they're saying that you go to Syria and Iraq in between, the place is still there. That's two big rock is there. And through that, they throw in the fire. Everything grow up. Growing up, all the palm trees surround that area, but that place, nothing growing up. You can go and see, still the place is there, where they thrown Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire.
So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala given this greatest miracle to Ibrahim alayhi salam, many miracle, but this is important, which Allah mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem.
Kulna ya naru kuni barda wa salama. Barda meaning cold. Wa salama meaning sometimes too cool also, not good for the body. So wa salama, it's simple cooling. They don't kuch takleef bilkul na ho. Nothing happened to him in the fire. Yeah. Allah said to the fire. He spoken directly to the fire. There is more detail also about it. And then second question, Ya Allah, what you have given to Dawud alayhi salatu was salam. Dawud alayhi salam was given the kitab Zabur. But I gave him the special miracle. What Allah mentioned, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مِنَّا فَضْلًا يَا جِبَالِ أَوِّبِي مَعَهُ وَالطَّيِّرِ وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, special bounties I have given to Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam when he was reciting Zabur. The mountains and the bird also sit down in front of him and listen and carry on zikr with him. أَوِّبِي مَعَهُ أَوِّبِي يَا جِبَالِ. Jibal meaning mountain. أَوِّبِي مَعَهُ وَالطَّيْرِ. And the tayr meaning the birds also. وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. And we made the soften the iron in the hand of Dawud alayhi salam, like cotton wool. He take a big iron and he want to make a shield. He just took like this, like cotton wool. I made the iron in the hand of Dawud alayhi salam very, very soft. وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. Hadid meaning iron. Alanna lean meaning is soft. Very, very soft. Don't need any machinery, something to make the shield or sword or anything. No. He used to make with his hand. And he used to sell. Allahu Akbar. That was his sustenance, Rosi. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. Said, Ya Allah, what you have given to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam was given also lots of miracles. But the biggest miracle Allah mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. وَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحِ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَابَ. And Sulaiman alayhi salam is in the east and he want to go west, or he is in south and he want to go north. Within a second, he used to just say the wind. He used to sit in the throne, Takht Sulaiman. He was very famous, like a plane, like a flight. He used to sit inside and he used to command, and his full flight is full with his all the peoples. Sometimes the birds is there, sometimes Darinda is there, so many things there. Whenever he used to journey, he used to take his all armies with him. He is traveling morning here, evening in the east. One day journey finished the whole world. Sakharna. The wind was under control of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Wind and the birds. He knew the language of the birds. The bird was talking to him. The story mentioned the Quran al-Kareem. And if anybody absent is to take every day, like in madrasa, who's present, who's absent, who's present? He used to ask.
Who is absent today from the birds? One day what happened? He had taken the register. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. Where is the hudhud? Not here today. He knows all of them. The whole long story is mentioned in the Quran Kareem about the hudhud also. Where did he go? He says, if you don't come to me, and if you don't bring a good reason why he was absent, so then I am going to slaughter him. Three words mentioned. I'm going to kill him, or I'm going to slaughter that hudhud, or he brings some good reason. Why? And they asked the fourth question. Ya Allah, what you have given to Musa alayhi salam? So Musa alayhi salam was given the Torah. And the biggest miracle Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem. That, oh Musa, behind is the Fir'aun and armies, and the front is oceans. Sea of Nile or whatever sea there in front of him. Now, all of them going to be caught now in the hand of the Fir'aun. And Fir'aun's army going to destroy them. So Allah said, oh Musa, don't worry. You just cast your stick on the water. I will make the 12 way to cross the sea. فَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجْبَحْرِ فَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ Cast your stick, اپنی لکڑی کو مارو پانی کے اوپر ایک بار 12 راستے بن جائیں گے. It's going to become 12 way to cross. Well, there was more than 600,000 people of Bani Israel, and they cannot cross on the one road, one way. So Allah made it 12 way. They are all easily crossing. And not just crossing. They can see each other. They can talk each other. The water become like a glass wall. Like this. He says the water is down. We walking on the water. The water is not touching our feet. They crossed. And when the Fir'aun came, that all the walls of the water is fall on them, and all of them died. So Musa alayhi salam and his followers, they protected from that sea of Nile. Allahu Akbar. So Allah has given this miracle to Musa. Now Nabi Sassam asking, all of them were on the ground in this dunya, and you have given them the biggest miracle, subhanAllah. And today I am here. I did not come myself. You call me. You call me. What good are you going to give me today? What are you going to give me today? فَمَا جَعَلْتَ لِي يَا رَبْ. What is my share? What are you going to give me today? سب تو زمین پر تھے. Ibrahim alayhi salam was on the ground. Was given this miracle. They've been protected from the fire. And Dawud alayhi salam. And Sulaiman alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam. Ya Allah. فَمَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. اب مجھے کیا دیا جائے گا؟ مجھے کیا ملے گا؟ اَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْتَيْتُكَ أَبْزَلَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَلِكَ. Allah said, oh my Nabi, I will give you better than everyone. Better than? مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. None eyes have seen that things. None ears have heard about it. And none of the heart the thought about it. What is that? Allahu Akbar. Allah zukirta. Illa zukirta ma'i. Subhanallah. Kau subhanallah. Jahan Allah ka naam hoga, mera nabi, wahan tera naam bhi hoga. Wherever the Allah's name mentioned, the similar place, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name also mentioned. You're not going to be a Muslim until you say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu. Azan is not going to accept if you don't say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Iqamat you can see Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. When the child born, Azan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Iqamat, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Oh my Nabi, my name is in Torah, your name is with me. My name is in Zabur, your name is with me. Your name is in Jinn in Bible, your name is with me. My name is in Jannah everywhere. Your name is written on the each and every doors of Jannah. Everywhere. There are so many miracles that people have seen that they written something, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Wherever, inside the grave also, that name is Rasulullah. Man Rabbuka, man Hadha Rajul. Who is your Lord? And who is this person? Give me answer. So, hum isse kya samjhe? Kya sabak lete hain? Jo tera hoga, Allah kehte wo mera hoga. Whoever follows you, he follows Allah. Kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. You want the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then you have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever don't follow you, he is not following Allah. Simple. Sir, ya Allah, you given me this, mashallah, the greatest namat. What about my ummah? He did not forget his ummah also. Allama Shabbir Ahmad Usmani says, Allah ke nabi ko apne ummat se kitni mohabbat hai. How much he had love for his ummah. He's asking Allah about his ummah also. He didn't forget his ummah in Miraj. Said, I am very close to you. Dana patadalla. ثُمَّ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ غَدْنَا. What about my ummah? He says, you must take them. 50 namaz for your ummah. How many, by? 50 namaz. This is my point now. 50 namaz for your ummah. This, your ummah will read this namaz. They will be same, very close to me. How like today you close to me in Miraj. Okay, he took the gift. It's authentic hadith of Bukhari. I'm not giving you from my pocket, remember. Authentic hadith. You can open the Subhanalladhi Asra. You will find Imam Bukhari brought this hadith many places of Miraj. Allah has given him 50 namaz. He was coming back. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't ask what Allah have given you, because he was a father. Father always happy. And he was a Khalilullah. Khalil meaning friends of Allah. When Allah give, friend give anything, always be happy. But when he came down on the sixth floor, sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam, Kaleem always talk. Say, Ya Rasulullah, what Allah given you? He said, 50 namaz. Oh, come on, go back. My ummah can't read two rakat namaz, two namaz. Your ummah going to read 50 namaz. Go and tell Allah, make it less. You know how many times he went? He went again and again and again and again. 9 times Musa alayhi salam sent him. Allah made this 5, then 5. Then five. It became only left 5 namaz. And he came back. Musa is asked again, how many namaz? He said, 5 namaz. Go back. He said, no, it's not a crime. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't want to go. I've been shy. If Allah have taken the 5 namaz, how my ummah get close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? How my ummah will get close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? I'm finishing now. That's the last point. Allahu Akbar. Allah had given, when he came in Makkah Mukarramah, he was sad. See, Allah, you should give me the 50 namaz. He gave me only 5 namaz. Allah said, don't worry. Don't take stress. Listen, I gave you 50 namaz. I made it less to the 5. But if your ummah read 5 namaz, my rule is written there. La tabdeela li kalimati Allah. It's written there. If they read 5 namaz, I will give them the 50 namaz reward. How many of us today who didn't get up in Fajr today? I always said, by in summer, same problem. The masjid is empty. In winter, the masjid is empty. Okay, we understand summer is short night. We tired working this. But in winter, to sin. How are we going to show our face to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How we get close to Allah? Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, only one thing, innal musalli yunadi rabbahu fi sajda fi salah. He says, musalli get close to Allah Ta'ala only in sajda, only in namaz. If we're not going to read namaz, How we going to get close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Tell me. How we going to be very beloved to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? So that's our first question on the day of Qiyamah. Did you perform your namaz on time or not? So you're going to make firm intention today. Say inshallah. We're going to read all of us 5 times namaz daily. Not 8 ki, khat ki, 307 ki. Not Friday to Friday. Not Friday to Friday. Jummah, mashallah, Musalman. And 307. What is it? Which one is that? Eat to eat. And khat ki, janaza namaz. To be khalas. Ma'am, pak musalli. No. Allah says 700 times in the Quran Kareem about namaz. About namaz. He said the person who come in Fajr and Isha, prove him he is a mu'min. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, because he's coming to the masjid in a dark place too. Allah Ta'ala mein amal ki taufeeq nasib. Namaz padhoge ke nahi padhoge? Say inshallah. Wo taala nahi, inshallah taala nahi, taala gadiya. Taala, inshallah, taala. Inshallah, taala, khalas. Out. No. Inshallah, make promise today in the house of Allah. Ya Allah, not to me, Allah. Today we heard about this, the month is showing us we got a namaz to get close to Allah. Inshallah, we're going to read our namaz on time, inshallah. Wa tu da'wana, and alhamdulillah.